shape a bit.
Today is Monday the 26th of March 2012. My name is Suzanne Lawrence and I'm a volunteer interviewer for the LOHP Oral History Project. I'm interviewing Raymond Garnham, G-A-R-N-H-A-M, at his home at Westview, 13 The Green, in North Lopham. Now to start, Raymond, can I just ask you where were you born?
South Lopham.
And what was your date of your birth?
13th of the 3rd, 1923.
And how old does that make you?
89.
Thank you. So you said you were born in South Lopham?
Yes.
And how old were you when you moved to North Lopham?
Oh, after the World War II.
Okay, thank you. So when you're really what we want to talk to you is about when you were in your childhood in South Lopham. Did you have siblings, brothers and sisters?
Yes, I had five sisters and two brothers.
So you're a big family?
Yes, eight in our family.
Did they stay in the area? Have they all moved away?
Well,
or died?
No, one went to Bournemouth, one Norwich, London, and
Singapore.
Bournemouth.
Oh, right.
And my brother, he was a prisoner of war in Singapore. And Sonny, he went to the Orkney Islands for the war.
Right.
Yeah.
What did your father do?
He was a builder, a small builder.
Uh-huh. What sort of things was he building?
Well, he built council houses.
Right.
In the 1930s, and he finished in 1940 when the war started.
Do you remember any other local families from your childhood?
The Bow Hills, the village blacksmith. He was well known, and his two sons and a daughter. I went to school with two of them, the daughter and the youngest son. We got on very well. He now lives in Diss.
So where did you go to school?
South Lopham.
Have you got any good, bad memories?
Not very good. They had a Scotch school teacher by the name of Mary Gill. She wasn't very popular. She used the cane pretty frequently. I wasn't overstruck with her, really. But no, I never got wrong.
So how old were you when you left school?
14.
Okay, what did you do when you left school?
I started the apprenticeship as a bricklayer. Worked for the bricklayer who... Well, some of his work could be seen on the White Horse, South Lopham. He was a fairly good tradesman in them days. He came from Market Weston in Suffolk.
Mm-hmm. Did you continue bricklaying?
Till the war. Uh-huh. When I went in the army in 1941. Prior to that, when work was short in the building trade, when cement went on the ration, and there wasn't too much building work going on in 1940, apart from a few pillboxes, which was, preparing for an invasion. There was no building work at all, and we went on a Grow More Food campaign, working at Firstfield, which was later turned into an American Air Force base. After we levelled it for food, they decided something different, and that carried on. It was a big base there during the war, and the Lopham Fen, the part of the fen got ploughed up, turned into fields, and really spoilt the, what is to say, the scenery really. And a lot of things changed hands. People moved away from the common, where there was a few houses there, and they was all eager to get to the street. They didn't like living on the common for some reason, because they were too far away from the shop, I suppose.
What was the street?
Street is the, you know, South Lopham Street, where the White Horse and post office was, and the War Memorial was there.
When you were a child, did you used to grow your own food?
Well, partly, like we never could have enough to keep us for the year, but potatoes and carrots and things like that, and a few fruit trees, not too many, but most of them had one or two fruit trees in the garden, which you don't see so many now.
Remember any type of fruit trees they were?
Apple, pear, and plum, and plum trees. There was a lot of apples, more than anything, I think.
Do you remember any particular varieties, your favourite ones?
Well, there's some red ones, I don't know the name. I've tried to get one since, but I've been round the nurseries, but I've never seen one.
Can you think of any types of meals that you had, your sort of favourite ones or the ones you disliked?
Well, I wasn't. Meals?
Yeah, what your mum served up.
Oh, yes, we had Norfolk dumplings and Yorkshire pudding, or egg pudding, they called it then. And stuff like that, and roast beef, but never had too many chickens, only at Christmas time.
Yeah.
They didn't have the chickens every day like they do now.
Okay. What was Norfolk pudding?
Pardon?
Do you know what Norfolk pudding was?
Norfolk dumplings.
Yeah, that's a flour and water, really.
Swimmers,
yeah.
What were swimmers?
Well, that is what...
That's what you had them floating in the...
floated on top of the
dumplings.
Yes.
Do you remember how the meals were cooked?
They were cooked on the cooking range. Ours was. A lot of the older houses had Dutch ovens, they called them. There was an oven in the wall. There was one or two bread ovens still going, but they eventually faded out, and the water was heated for a copper. Some of them had a washhouse. We had a washhouse, but most of the cottages had a copper in the kitchen somewhere, like that.
And that heated the water?
Yeah, heat the water for a bath or anything like that.
So what fueled that?
Wood and coal. Mostly wood and coal. There were no other heating arrangements.
Did you go out and collect the wood or anything like that? Did your family, or was it sort of delivered? Did you cut down trees?
My father used to take trees down. He'd done anything. A Saturday afternoon job, that was. If you want to get the wood for the winter, you have to, what you call, lop these trees in the summertime and get it home for the winter.
You don't know where he cut those down from?
Where did he cut them down?
Oh, he cut them down from a place called Penshorn Lane. That is on the way to the fen if you go by the fields.
Right.
Penshorn Lane, there's a line at the back of Penshorn Farm with the access to each field, you see, the track.
Do you remember any particular games as a child?
Oh, yes, football, cricket, and boxing. We had a boxing team. I helped Mr. Prentice They were two brothers, Butler, and, well, I called him Butler because he went to the Midlands in the winter time when things weren't very bright on the farm, and helped in the brewery, so he had the nickname of Butler. And he had a brother, Billy. Yeah, I went as Billy and Butler. they were two small farmers. Oh, all right. I worked for them in the harvest time when I went to school. They had a horses, no tractors. Tractors never come around. Well, it was just the, when I got 14 and went in the building trade, the tractors were then coming out, one or two about, but mostly subcontractors showing the farmers how they worked and doing parts of the farm for them. They found that was easier, so they all started drifting to the tractor.
But you remember the horses?
Done away with the horses. By 51, they had nearly all gone.
So, you said earlier on about the war.
Yes.
Do you think, can you remember any changes, things that occurred?
Yes, well,
prior
I think
to the war? I know you touched on that.
Village life changed, well, a lot. The evacuees moved in, some went back, some stayed and got married and lived here the rest of their lives.
What about the sort of roads and...
Roads weren't very good.
Like that?
They weren't really doing them when I went to school. On the Fen Road, like we're talking about the Fen, they had steam wagons carting the stone and stuff onto the roads. They weren't very good, very good surface at all.
Mm.
And... they used to run over these vipers at South Lotton Fen, as where I first saw a dead one killed on the road when this steam wagon went over it with the wheels. They were pneumatic tyres, pretty hard, you see, squashed them. But there is vipers on the Fen, but I've only seen one or two in time, but I suppose there's a lot there really.
They squash anything else.
One boy stood on one when he was blackberrying. He's over there for a holiday. And when I had the summer break, he come from London, and he had a grandmother lived there, and she panicked when he got bit by this viper,
right.
And she poured boiling water over it, thinking that's got a cure it. Instead of that, that was worse than the bite. He had to go to hospital. Yeah.
Getting back again to memories when you were young, can you remember any when they had harvest festivals or village fates?
Yes,
or the
they had all.
The,
oh, yeah,
like
there was often village fates and things, and a fair came to North Lotton on where the village hall is, over the Underwoods Fair, came there every year for about, and I also went to Hopton. They were the two principal places that visited every year.
South Lotton Rectory.
South Lotton Rectory, there was
what type of
alteration? Lotton, the two Lottons had a village hall built in about 1936 time. And South Lotton didn't really, and North Lotton never really agreed. There was a lot of competition between them, and they wanted a village hall, so the parson decided to convert his barn. And
at the rectory.
at the rectory. There's a barn at the rectory. That's now a separate house now. And he, when he got it up, he couldn't pay for it. The parson ordered it. And there's a bit of a dispute about it. And the... but eventually they had a few films up there during the war. I had a film night there at this place at Southampton. After that, that got converted to a house after the war, and that's been a house ever since.
You said about the farming. Do you remember what sort of crops were grown?
Crops were wheat and barley, cattle, beet. Not too many sugar beet then, but they started getting about. The cattle beet was must be what was grown for them, and sort of beans, peas. They had all them sort of things.
What about
but
animals?
The, but the main crops was barley and wheat and beans, I should think.
Did they keep any animals?
Oh, there was animals of all sorts. But in my mother's time, she can remember when there was no cows around there at all. The nearest cows were 3 miles away. But in my time, there was cows in all the farms. And like part of the, there used to be two rough meadows just before you get to the fen along that road. And Wharton from the Chequers, that was a pub. His name was Charlie Wharton. He was a landlord. He kept bullocks on these rough meadows. Other than that, they never had nothing, no other sort of thing on them. They used to take greyhounds down there weekends to see if they could catch the rabbits. The rabbits were too close to the holes. they weren't many got caught. There was whippet racing in my early days, but that didn't last long. And I went on.
Did you used to eat rabbit?
Pardon?
Did you used to eat rabbit? Used to eat rabbit pie.
Yeah, everybody had rabbits then. Mm-hmm. That was half of them lived on rabbits. They were never now. But since Mixmouth told us that's all died out, people don't eat them now.
Did you say they had sheep?
Pardon?
Sheep?
There weren't too many sheep.
No.
You're now and again seeing odd drove come through, but I wouldn't say there were too many sheep around here. There was more cows and horses and pigs, but
well,
nothing on the scale I got today. Mm.
They always had pigs.
I always had most farmers had one or two pigs in the stall, and they all kept the proportion of chickens and ducks and things like that.
I know you said already about you used to help with the harvest. Did all the children in the area do that?
No. My brother went 1 week, but he never turned up the second week. He didn't like it. He was more of a motor man. He wanted to get on a motorbike.
Did they used to pay you?
Yeah, they paid me well, that Billy Prentice did.
So, going back again, from now, thinking of your childhood, the sizes of the fields and the trees and hedges, wildflowers.
Oh, there were plenty of flowers and things like that around. All the ditches had primroses in and violets. You don't see so much of that now. But they've been done out with diggers and that's all been killed off. You don't see... Mm-hmm.
A lot more hedges as well.
Yeah, it was more hedging then, yeah.
Did you used to pick blackberries and things like that? Our other fruits?
Did you pick blackberries?
Yes, I had blackberries, and there was a lot of blackberry picking, but then as time moved on, I got the more severe on the agricultural soil, and I down with the hedges, and they disappeared. And people didn't like them because there was dust off the highway on them, on a lot of the ones near the road. They wouldn't, and then most of the other ones eventually got chopped down.
Mm-hmm. And trees, was there a lot more trees as well?
Well, I don't know. There was some, but I wouldn't say there was a lot more, because I think there's a lot more trees planted now than there was in my day.
Right.
But the previous to that, I couldn't say.
So you mentioned about the snakes, vipers. We've mentioned rabbits. Can you think of any other birds and animals that you used to...
Well, water hens. I used to go after the water hens' eggs. The boys did.
Right.
With a rod and a spoon on a long rod to get them out of the nest and things like that. That could be dangerous, really.
That was to keep.
They're fairly deep, some of the ponds and moats up near the Larton Rectory.
Anything else? What other birds around do you recall?
There was more people poaching for a living in them days. Mm. If there was a pheasant or anything, I'd be lucky if that lived long.
Mm. like nests in trees and things, yeah. Little birds.
Yeah.
Like we've got birds here now, but a few years ago you wouldn't have seen one, because they all had guns next door, didn't they?
What about flooding? Do you remember a lot of flooding in the area?
Yes, down on the Redgrave Road, the Duttle Bridge flooded every year.
Was that winter?
Yes, about 5 foot deep, you couldn't get through it. And down the Dis Road, South Lawton Dis Road flooded at Bridge Farm. There were two, but of course the council has since made alterations there and put a new bridge in, and Duttle Bridge had been altered, so it don't flood now.
No. Was that in the winter?
Yeah, in the winter.
The summer was all right.
Oh, you'd see it right across the fen, from South Larton, right across the fields. When you go into a dip out of South Larton towards Redgrave, well, I've seen it that bad that it looked like the sea, really, for a few weeks, and then that used to drain away. But that's altered, the council altered the river, I suppose. It was cleaned out, and that don't do it now.
Yeah. Is there anything else you can think of that you remember about the fens and the river over the years? Well, things have changed.
The fens were reeds mainly. They used to set them on some young chaps, I suppose. Well, I thought I'd have a bit of a game. Used to set them alight, and I used to put the candle in a jam jar with paraffin at the bottom somewhere and set light to it. By the time that flared up, that was about 5 miles away. That's how they said that's how it was done. I never actually seen it done, but that used to get the set on fire regular.
Yeah.
And I have seen it bad sometimes on that cottage on where Beryl Dool lived. Her father used to have to get out and beat it out with a stick, with a, you know, brush thing.
So when you said about the setting fires, was there ever a, did they regularly set fire to the fens?
Yeah, regular.
As a, Not just as a prank.
The Finn never did get up. They didn't settle. That was done bad for that badness, weren't it?
Yeah, well, it done for duty. No, well, yeah.
That was the
reed part of it. Right. But the gorse bushes used to get burnt up there, the road. I've seen them burnt.
Mm.
Yeah, the gorse bushes. They would draw, you see, they went right up the road on occasions. It just depend how many times they, you know, how many different lights they done on it.
About peat cutting, can you have any recollection of people cutting peat?
No, but my father did in his time. They used to have every householder had a portion of the fen. If you was a householder, you owned a house. You had a piece of the fen with peat on it to go and dig it out. But somehow along the line that got altered, and they sold it off. Well, I don't think South Lotton actually sold theirs, but North Lotton sold their rights to that sort of thing away. But I don't think South Lotton did. There used to be a certain amount of, I believe there was some money paid at one time for the fen. I'm not certain about that, mind you, but I think some of the householders had something from the fen, but I'm going back several years now. But I know North Lotton sold theirs away. What they done with the money, whether they invested it in something else, I don't know. But South Lotton kept their portion of the fen. I don't know whether they own it today or whether, you know, over the years that's been altered.
You don't know who they North Lotton sold the rights to?
No, I think that was the council.
Okay. So you don't, it wasn't in your lifetime that they cut, but it was in your
lifetime? I heard my dad talk about it, but I never really see it happen.
But Brock's used to cut
them. Yeah, Brock's has one relation left up here. He wasn't in it, but that'd be his grandfather. He used to cut the reeds.
Yeah, so our next question was, do you remember anything about cutting reed and sedge?
I never saw them cut it. The Brock's used to cut it while I was at work.
The wet areas that we're talking about, have you got any memory of them being drained and ploughed?
No, not drained. Very little draining done in the area in my way. I think that's gone the other way.
You remember the areas being ploughed up, you were saying earlier, weren't you, about
when that was ploughed up, you remember?
That ploughed up in the 40s.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I know when I come back in there, I went round there, well, that was just after the war, what used to be the fen and the gorse bushes was fields. They had a Grow More Food campaign, and that resulted in then part of it being, I should think over half a mile of it, being ploughed up into fields.
Did it stay as fields after the war?
Did it?
I say fields, yeah, fields now.
Mm. What about Pothole House?
Oh, yeah, there was a man going to have a house. He owned a bit at the bottom of the fen where the hut, where their building is now. His name was Pothole House, that's what we called him. He worked on the building site of Dis. A labourer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they called him the tramp. Well, he wasn't a tramp, really. He lived in a shed on this place, on the fen. And he eventually took a few bricks home on his bike every day. And he built a house. Well, a bungalow thing. That wasn't only one story high. And he lived in it, but because they never had no plans and no regulations, and just after the war, he was still living down there after the war in the 50, 54 time, and then I see him on the building site, and then he was 65, he retired, and I'd see him once in Disney. He said he lived at Snow Street Road, and he'd been turfed out of that one on the Fen. They'd demolished that, and that's where they got that building now.
Where's that?
On the South Fen. On the Fen.
The
got
centre?
Building.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where it was. Where the actual Suffolk Wildlife Trust Centre.
Yeah, that's where Papa's house was there.
Yeah. Okay, I think I already mentioned about birds to you, but have you got any recollection of hearing bitterns booming? You know, the bittern, they make a very loud booming sound and they live in
the
reed.
No,
no. Got no recollection of that, or snipe?
Not wildlife, apart from rabbits and pheasants and pigeons, I don't see them. And vipers, I've seen one or two of them dead run over the car and things. They land on the hot road in the summertime, basking in the sun, and the car run them over and squashed them. But other than that, I never seen no other sort of, not wildlife. They were most. People had greyhounds down there and guns. Right. Anything moved, that was shot. They were so angry.
Just to finish up, is there anything else that you've got very really recollection of that you remember as during your time as in the area? Yeah. Anything you can think of that we haven't covered?
Well, Carl did say you knew that.
Well, there was a horse. People had some horses down there on I forget the name of the farm there, but it's still there now, but it's vacant, I think, now. I think they went bankrupt or something. They had a lot of horses down there, and you go down there and ride. That went on, I'm talking about after the war, and that was pretty popular for 10 or 15 years, and then that suddenly faded with the cost of Roy'd got too much, people didn't turn up. So that eventually got sold.
David Bellman, he came, didn't he? You knew that. In the 1970s.
Who was that?
David Bellman.
Oh, David Bellamy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He came down
there. Yeah, it was to do with
he was
his
there,
pen,
yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah. And any other... I know we've talked about changes that you recall... You've seen through your years. Anything that you can think of that we haven't said, of the, you know, that you've noticed, maybe after the war, up until today, time, or when you, or before the war.
A lot of people walked and circled about in them days, and they mostly went to the village for the groceries. And there was a lot of green grocery horse and cart traffic. And this was market day, and there were plenty of horse and carts gone, but you never see nothing like that now.
Mr. Merton come round with the oranges.
Yes, there was a man, he sort of sold kippers and things like that, and he went out of fashion. He lived in there. I moved him into a council house in the end, but I don't think he's allowed to do it there, so he had to pack up. He used to sell oranges and fish, caught them on his, you know, on his bike.
Dad,
he faded away.
So you think the people's diet is different?
What?
The food you eat now.
Food is different.
Oh, well, I suppose they're all better off now. Well, that's how I think they're better off. There was a lot of poor people about in them days. Thetford Road, that was regular sea tramps, you know, coming from Dis or Pullum Union, walking towards Thetford Union. They just had to pass from one place to the other. They used to pass through there and beg for tea and bread as they went. I see a lot of that when I went to school.
People were more friendly in those days to what they are today.
Yeah, well, you knew everybody in the yeah. in the village,
Hillbody Mills.
And you could. There was one chap. I went to school with. He was captured where my brother was in Singapore, only he was killed, and his mother wouldn't accept. I sent his wallet and things home. The War Department did, and she wouldn't accept that he was dead, and she refused to have his name put on the war memorial because she said he was still alive out there.
She never come out the door.
Her husband got everything for her, and she never went out the door till she died. Mrs. Bell, the British Legion have now put his name on the war memorial since she died.
Okay, well, thank you, Raymond. I thought that was really, really interesting, and thank you very much for your time.
Right, thank you.